This is Akashvani, the news read by Saira Mujtaba. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today interacted with chief executive officers, CEOs and founders of 20 space startups in New Delhi. The Prime Minister called for wider applications of space technology to improve the lives of people. Mr. Modi said that the country's space sector can become a magnet for global talent, companies and investment, and suggested creating an ecosystem and an environment where when the world thinks of space, it looks towards India. Emphasizing greater collaboration between space industry and other social development sectors, the Prime Minister encouraged greater collaboration with Atal Tinkering Labs to nurture curiosity and interest among young minds for space. Government today reiterated that the welfare and security of Indian seafarers' communities is of high priority for India. Briefing the media in New Delhi, spokesperson of the Ministry of External Affairs, Ranthir Jaiswal, said that India continues to closely follow developments in West Asia. Talking about an incident involving two foreign flagged vessels, Mr. Jaiswal said all 22 seafarers are safe and the government is in touch with the relevant officials regarding this matter to ensure their safety and well-being.
Two ships which are foreign flagged, they have been hijacked. We are in touch with the authorities that are concerned in this, and we have 22 Indian nationals and all of them are reportedly safe, but we are looking into the matter, the welfare and safety of our seafarers and seafaring community, to which we attach very high importance.
On the visit of MEA Secretary Sri Priya Ranganathan to Palestine, the MEA spokesperson said that the Secretary also handed over a consignment of life-saving medicines to the Palestinian government for the people of Palestine for their healthcare needs. Union Minister for Electronics and Information Technology Ashwini Vaishnav today launched the Mobile Phone Manufacturing Scheme, MPMS. The Union Cabinet had approved the scheme last month with a budgetary outlay of 62,500 crore rupees. The scheme tenure will be of 5 years from 2026-27 to 2030-31. The MPMS has two target segments, including incentivizing mobile phone manufacturing and supporting Indian mobile phone brands. Union Home Minister Amit Shah today inaugurated an exhibition in Siliguri, West Bengal, on the three new criminal laws titled Nyay Samhita Pradarshini. Initiating the program, Sri Shah said infiltrators will be caught and pushed out from India. He mentioned that earlier the West Bengal government under the Trinamool Congress did not cooperate in implementing the criminal laws in the state. Earlier, Mr. Shah inaugurated and laid the foundation stones for several projects worth around 189 crore rupees at the headquarters of the Sashastra Seema Bal in Siliguri, West Bengal. Health and Family Welfare Minister J.P. Nadda today reviewed the prevailing situation and preparedness for H1N1 influenza in the country, with particular focus on the national capital. The ministry informed that Mr. Nadda emphasized the need for continued vigilance, robust surveillance and proactive preparedness with close monitoring of influenza trends. The government has assured that adequate sugar stocks are available in the country to meet domestic demand despite lower than estimated production. In view of the recent price rise in sugar, the government has taken a series of measures to ensure sufficient sugar availability and maintain stable prices for consumers. The Ministry of Consumer Affairs, Food and Public Distribution said that it is closely monitoring the situation. Legendary Oriya Pleva singer Pranab Patnaik, whose distinctive voice captivated generations of music lovers, passed away at the age of 88 in Bhubaneswar today. With a career spanning over 5 decades, Patnaik sang for more than 200 films and collaborated with several celebrated national-level singers. He was a 7-time Odisha State Film Award winner and recipient of the prestigious Jai Dev Puraskar. The Income Tax Department has said that over 6.5 crore income tax returns have been already filed for assessment year 2026-27. The department has urged taxpayers to avoid last-minute rush as the last day to file ITR 3, 4, 5 and 7 is before the 31st of this month. And in hockey, the Indian women's team will take on the Netherlands in their opening match of the second pool phase of the FIH World Cup in Amstelveen, the Netherlands today. The match will begin at 9:30 p.m. Indian time. And that is the end of this news bulletin.